Okay, you should be finding in front of you somewhere a session 8, the structure of leadership. We're talking about leadership, and we're building upon what we talked about last week. Last week, we talked about the fivefold ministry: apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. We're going to kind of build on this concept today. I want to read from Romans 10, verses 13 to 15, just to get a little bit of context here. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then shall they call upon the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. I love that scripture, because probably the ugliest part of my body are my feet. And according to the Bible, my feet are beautiful if I'm bringing good news. And of course, it's talking about the gospel there. So today we're going to be doing session 8. Dwight Smith will be launching into his dissertation on the fivefold ministry and then the gifts that he thinks are effective for leadership. I do want to give this framework for you as we're listening to him. When he talks about multiple leadership, I do not think he thinks that we need a four- or five-headed monster. I think he understands that there always is one person who's ultimately in charge. But what he's talking about is the fact that you have different leaders working together for common good. And even within those leaders, there's different giftings. So let's, without further ado, let's get into the video.